West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carroll County Commission Chairman Michelle Morgan on Wednesday's WLBB Community Voice discussing the county's concerns with a new rock quarry that could potentially be developed just across the Paulding County line off Highway 101.
We have found that one of the dangerous intersections is Rainy Road and 101. And you're sitting there going, okay, that's right there, 5, 6, 7 miles outside the entrance to this proposed rock quarry. Now, it is a state road and a county road. We already know we have a bad place here. All these trucks coming in and out aren't going to help the situation.
Should that project be allowed, a large number of trucks would exit the location, then use Highway 78 to access I-20 from Villarica.
Our Villarica Fire Station is probably the busiest station because of all the wrecks on I-20. So all of a sudden, you're just adding more things that we may not be prepared for. I mean, I hate to say that, but if it's like government sometimes is more reactive than proactive, you know, because you can't anticipate where you think a rock quarry is going to be necessarily. And, oh, we need to build another fire station. We need to have another ambulance up here. We need to make sure this is a four-lane road. Well, you do that, you're taking away from people's front yards. You're taking away from their quality of life and what they have invested.
Morgan discusses several other county topics on that Community Voice program, which is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. Harrelson County deputies have arrested two people accused of abandoning multiple puppies at a local church. Deputies were contacted by a member of the Journey Fellowship Church that four German Shepherd mixed puppies had been left behind nearby over a week prior. Using security footage of the moment the puppies were abandoned, detectives say they were able to identify the vehicle involved, the driver, and a passenger caught throwing the puppies out of a car. 56-year-old John McDell Williams of Waco and 49-year-old Marie Crowder of Temple were both arrested, charged with four counts of cruelty to animals and one count of abandonment of animals. The Harrelson County Animal Shelter has been able to safely find the four puppies. Officials say they are each 3 to 4 months old. Drought conditions in West Georgia are improving following several days of much-needed precipitation. The latest Georgia Drought Monitor showing most of Carroll County continues to experience moderate drought conditions. However, a good portion of West Carroll has improved to being considered abnormally dry. Southwest Harrelson has improved to the same abnormally dry conditions, while the rest of the county is still considered to be experiencing moderate drought-like conditions. And the city of Carrollton's third microbrewery could open on Noonan Street as soon as this November, according to the construction firm in charge of the project. The Alley Cat Brewery is set to undergo a transformative revival into a brewery named Dream City. The construction firm Franco GC has been awarded the task of renovating the iconic building. The redevelopment project will see extensive updates to the existing structure along with the addition of a second floor rooftop deck. The building was home to Alley Cat Cafe for close to two decades. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.